John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
You know, I find Joe DeVito kind of interesting, the way he plans being on our show. We have him on the air, like, what was it, like 5-6 years ago, disappears for 5-6 years. We don't hear him for a while, right? Then all of a sudden, boom, he shows up in the studio last year, and now he's back to telephones. All right, what's up with you, DeVito?
How are you? I have a telegram scheduled for you guys in a couple of months.
Joe DeVito is going to be appearing at the Sellersville Theater on February 9th, and tickets are available through st94.com. Are you still living out in L.A.?
No, on Long Island.
I'm sorry. Where on the island do you live?
I live in a town called East Rockaway on the South Shore.
Oh, sure. By Lenny's Fascination. Roll them up, shoot them up, slide them up, glide them up.
I always ask people if they're familiar with the Long Island's fancy five towns area.
Uh-huh.
And we're the crappy six towns. So.
You just missed Atlantic Beach by a few miles.
That's right. If you see a woman in a giant Chewbacca fur coat, keep going about a mile and a half.
Joe, you know, all the time you've been on the air with us, there's so many things about you I don't know, like that you're from East Rockaway. I spent so much time in the Rockaways as a kid. How old are you now?
I just turned 50.
Oh, and, sorry.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm going to go through with it, to tell you the truth.
Are you having a hard time with it? Because usually people have a hard time with 40.
Well, you know, 40 wasn't that bad because I'm very immature.
Okay.
So I don't think that bothered me as much, but 50 has been tricky. I think the problem with the midlife crisis is that it doesn't happen at midlife. It happens when you're two-thirds of the way done.
Are you married, single? What's the story?
No, I'm very single.
Very single.
Yeah, to give you an idea of how single I am, I was flipping through the channels and saw one of those prison documentaries,
right.
And I thought, you know, that food doesn't look that bad. I think I might do better in a more structured environment. I could see some advantages.
Right. Well, you know, they always say women like funny guys. Is that working to your advantage? Are you having an easy time dating?
No. Well, it's tricky, too, because I find now that I'm getting older, you know, there are young women who are interested in older men, but the older you get, the more severe their daddy issues become.
Oh,
so you really have to be careful.
All right. And the more money you have to have.
Yeah, they're more easily impressed, but you have to keep getting younger and younger. So people have asked me if I'm interested in having kids, and at age 50, that means she has to keep getting younger and younger, and now we're starting to move into some murky legal territory. So.
Now, do you meet women at clubs? Are you an online dating guy? What do you do?
I do the online dating, but every time I go back, it gets worse. I notice this strange phenomenon of women posing with babies in their photos, and then underneath they'll say, "Not my baby." And I think, well, who's this photobombing baby that's crashing your photo shoot? I'm a short guy. I've never had a baby accidentally appear in a photo.
Why in God's name would anybody who's trying to get a date and who doesn't have a child take a picture with a child?
Exactly. I mean, I don't know where they think. We're not going to Chuck E. Cheese on the first night out. So.
Well, you know what? My little brother did it with my kid when he was one. My kid was one, and it seems to work. I mean,
right.
Yeah, I think it shows that you have potential as a father, even if you say, "Not my baby," as a guy. I think as a man, what you don't want to do is have a picture with a baby and say, "One of my babies."
I think online dating, there's a lot of scam work going on there. This is where Photoshop really comes into play. Basically, there's a lot of liars in online dating.
Oh, yeah. And I don't understand now the thing is, it seems to be okay to just put up a photo with a Snapchat filter. And I think, how bad do you look in person if floppy dog ears and a tongue sticking out is an improvement? Or what if she shows up and that's what she looks like?
She was a dog! No, literally!
Yeah, with little flowers floating around her head. It's not a good sign if they're putting that much effort into distracting me.
Have you ran into that while online dating? Have you actually gone on a date and somebody, you know, didn't look anything like they told you or in their photos?
Oh, yeah. I've had women show up where I thought maybe they sent somebody else.
And what do you do in that situation? I've never done online dating.
You know, I think you have to go in and minimize your exposure. That's why I don't do dinner dates anymore. Because I figure, I don't even know you. Why am I feeding you? So we meet for coffee, and I had a woman get very angry. She said, you know, you think you're taking me on some kind of Starbucks date? And I said, Starbucks, keep dreaming. we're getting coffee at the bank. It's free.
Joe DeVito is appearing at the Sellersville Theater on the 9th of February. Tickets are available through ST94.com. I want you to come back to the studio, dude. You got to come back in here.
Oh, definitely. Always have a good time. Next time I'm in Philly, I'm there.
Well, Joe, thank you so much. You have yourself a great day.
Right on.
Classic
Thanks,
Rock, 102.9 MGK. Wow, you could tell he's 50. You said right on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.